Yo, this is and I'm interviewing. What's your name? Full name? How old are you, bruh?
23.
Okay. What's your nationality? Or race? What do you consider yourself?
Human.
Human? I mean,
Yeah, human race.
okay.
I'd be putting that on job applications and everything, bro. Oh
So
God.
would you say other?
Yeah.
Other than black, other than Hispanic?
Yeah, other.
Other. Okay. Let's see. How long you been living in Atlanta?
Well, I never really lived in Atlanta. I've
Well,
been living in Georgia my whole life, though.
okay. What part of Georgia?
Stone Mountain
Okay.
and Conyers.
How was growing up in Stone Mountain?
Well, it was tricky. It was good. It was a little good. It was a little bad, you know?
What you used to do for fun?
For fun? Shit, I had to like make fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, like too much to do in the house. You know what I'm saying? So we'd go outside, maybe hoop, play football. Sometimes we'd play like, if we had a tennis ball or some shit, we'd play baseball. Water gun fights with I don't know, all kind of stuff, man. Just random, like, random fun shit. Climbing trees. We used to race bikes. It was big on that shit. It was like niggas in other neighborhoods would come down the street trying to race us.
We weren't even doing that.
Yeah, man. It was cool. It was cool. Like I said, you know, it was good and bad. We used to beat niggas up sometimes.
You know that happened
Yeah.
sometimes. You see kids playing outside now?
Shit, sometimes it depends. If they're not hooping, they're not really, you know, they're not doing too much.
Yeah. It was more adventurous back then.
Oh yeah, it was a lot to get into.
Too much crazy shit going on in the world now.
Yeah, man, it's the worst shit to
You know
get
what kind
into.
of number this is? Hello? Hello? Assassin.
That would be some shit, wouldn't it? Now I'll have you to get whacked back here, bro.
Oh man.
Yeah,
The main character in the story, I gotta say.
man. But the plot always involve a female, bro. If you ever peeped it.
You said what?
The plot of movies always involve a female, you know?
Somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way, man.
Bro, have you noticed that all damn near all movies got happy endings?
Nah, that's not true. Have you ever seen Menace to Society? That shit was sad. Old dog went to jail. Kane got murked. Sharif got murked.
But hold on, what about Jada Pinkett?
She moved to Atlanta. But her nigga was dead and her other nigga was locked up.
She got a free life to start fresh in Atlanta. She had the best chance out of everybody in there, something.
Yeah, that's probably the reason everybody started moving to Atlanta. That's the best place to go get out of trouble. Hell nah, nigga.
Run that crazy shit down
here. Came and found some more shit. We got a whole nother kind of trouble for your ass. Mm-hmm.
Everybody got them.
Everybody got them like their motherfucking license plates or some shit.
Is that what?
I said everybody got them like they license plates or some shit.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Georgia for you. What other states have you been to?
Shit, I went to Mississippi before. Okay. Like recently, that was the most recent. It was for my cousin, he had a show. I was videotaping that shit.
Oh, you was cameraman?
Yeah, I was cameraman.
Oh, what's
up? Yeah, it was a paid gig. It was our first paid, like, you know what I'm saying, event. It was good, right?
Okay.
Yeah, hey, yeah, miss
how did
you.
The people like,
They loved us. They fucking loved us. They called us Hot Atlanta the whole night.
Hot Atlanta
is country as hell, bro. They had a big ass keg. Everybody was drunk off beer.
Okay.
Goddamn. They had this awkward ass twerk contest.
Twerk or threat?
Twerk. It was weird as fuck. It was a pregnant bitch smoking a cigarette in a twerk contest. Like, it was fucking weird, bro. But it was cool show, though. They had good instrument players, you know what I'm saying? The band was lit.
So the reason you made it to, what, Mississippi?
Yep.
That state, Mississippi, was because of your videography skills?
Yep.
That's what's up, bro.
I've been to, where else? I went to Indiana when I was like a kid. I don't really remember that shit. I don't know if it count.
Oh man, was it Gary, Indiana?
Absolutely.
Oh,
shit.
Definitely counts.
That's a once in a lifetime fucking type of thing.
No, definitely.
Yeah, bro.
I think I remember what I told
me. Yeah, yeah. He hit my cousin in the face with a fucking snowball, bro. Knocked his glasses off. That nigga went in the house crying. We all had to go in the house because of that shit. I was mad as fuck, bro. Because, you know, we from Georgia, nigga. We don't see no snow. Y'all got a bunch of fucking snow.
Yeah.
That's the first thing we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Fuck somebody up with a snowball, nigga. We used to throw dirt clods and shit. You know, you remember those shits?
Dirt clods.
Yeah, you know, you get the, clay, that shit be, like, together like a rock. That shit just blow up. We used to have, like, them kind of fights, nigga. Wasn't no snowball fight.
That is the best we had, right? Yeah, nigga, go home bruised up. That shit really hurt, though. It's like throwing ice.
Yeah, you get fucked up.
Yeah,
I remember all of that good shit, man. We walk around the neighborhood terrorizing niggas, bro.
What high school did you go to?
I went to 3 high schools.
Okay.
So this shit should be pretty interesting.
Exactly. What was, name one of them?
I went to like 9th grade.
I thought you had one the whole time.
Shit, I wouldn't have. I would have. It would have been bad, bro. It would have been bad. I was bad as fuck, man.
That's why you had to go to 3 different schools?
Yeah, I was bad as fuck. But it was like mischievous bad, not like.
I don't remember you being that bad, man.
Yeah, I was mischievous.
Mischievous.
Yeah, bro. Like, goddamn. I had, well, really what was happening, I kept skipping and shit. Like, I just had to walk to school. Mm-hmm. So I, like, what I do was, you know what I'm saying, around, like, we was on block schedule. In the first block, it'd be, like, kind of towards, like, lunch is starting, you know what I'm saying, in the second block. I'd be like, man, fuck that. By the time lunch start, you know what I'm saying, I could be coming back to school from fucking, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I'd take, you know what I'm saying, test bitches up through there, bro. We come back to school. One day I was like, fuck it, I had just stayed home for a long ass time. And I finally came back up to the school, me and my homeboy. Just walking back up to the school. My mom was up there trying to check me out early, bro. She seen my dumb ass walking up to the school. I was like, damn. It was a wrap, nigga.
And what school was that?
This was ninth grade. This was like, School started August, nigga. By end of October, I was going to private school. This was an all the time thing. That's bad as fuck. Like
private school. What private school did you go to?
Academy. Yeah,
okay,
bro.
Okay, yeah, definitely hit that
day.
Church.
Yeah. My
Academy, though,
my auntie was the athletic director up there.
Ooh, plug in.
Yeah, plug in instantly. So, you know, when I get up there, you know, everybody trying to fuck with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But my cousin went up there too, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and that was a cool little move. Cause I was just trying to chill out at that point. I was like, damn, I must be bad as fuck. It's early in the school year, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn. It didn't take too long for me to start getting this shit up there. I found out these niggas didn't have cameras in the school. All these bitches loved me when I first walked in for, like, you know what I'm saying, to take my, like, I guess, like, placement test or whatever the fuck they had going on. They made me take a test. So when I took that shit, I passed the fuck out of it, but they was looking at my records like, he's bad as hell. He's been bad since, like, sixth grade, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, they was just looking at that shit. Like, it's not, like, violent shit. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, too much disrespect or, you know what I'm saying, disobedient shit. It's just mainly like, I'm not going to class. Like, I'm not doing that shit. And it's like a lot of, you know what I'm saying, like.
Man, so you think they held your pass against you?
Yeah, for sure, nigga. I came in there with eyeballs on me like, bro, you. Because when I went to turn in my test to the principal, he's in the lunchroom, bro. And I walked in. All the bitches in there just started clapping and standing up and shit, you know what I'm saying? And they all was looking at me. I'm looking like, what the fuck? I asked that nigga, I said, hey, why is everybody clapping? Because I'm clapping too, like a dumbass, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why these hoes clapping. He's like, why they clapping for you? You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. That shit took me to another level, bro. I got a fucking round of applause, bro.
For what?
Just being that nigga. Real deal. I swear to God, bro. I didn't understand it either, bro. I said, I guess. Goddamn, so. You know what I'm saying? Instantly when I get there, bro, I'm trying to fuck all the cheerleaders, you know?
Okay.
Man, I kind of guess that's what got me into all the shit. Because I wasn't ever in class. My whole thing was, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't got cameras, they ain't gonna know. But every time I did some shit, they knew. Every fucking time I did something, they knew. Mm-hmm. And I got in trouble for dumb shit, like, uniform violation. Like we might have chapel, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to wear like a blazer with a certain tie, a white shirt and black pants and black shoes. I come in that bitch with the regular uniform like all the time, nigga. And that shit might not even be right. Like I might not even have the right kind of shirt on for that shit. Like it just be a black shirt. Like I'm trying, I'm here. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? But then I seen how they was acting. I was like, man, fuck it. So, I just stopped going to class and shit. They just put me in ISS every day. Every fucking day.
So, you feel like your only issue was just not coming to class when you was supposed to?
Nah, it was other shit. That was the main thing. I was an asshole, too, you know. I was too smart for my own good. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But the grades was good?
My grades was fucked up until like the last 2 weeks of class. Like I would just go in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I would be good, you know what I'm saying? Like I would be surviving because I passed all my tests. When I show up and pass the test, they be, how the fuck did you do this? You ain't been here all week, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, bro, like, I was passing all my tests and shit, bro. So it's like they couldn't really say too much, you know what I'm saying? Like I knew the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like if I was in there, I'd do some work, just a little bit, just enough. I ain't taking no notes.
So you ended up going from a private school back to a public school?
Yeah.
Which school you went back to?
Nah, I went to after that. Out here. We had to move. I didn't either, bro, and I learned I didn't want to, bro. This niggas is weird out here. Niggas is fucking weird, bro. On everything, man.
What you mean?
Bro, like, okay, I give you a prime example, a real prime example, bro. Like, My first fucking day in high school, right? You know what I'm saying? I walk in, you know what I'm saying? I had art first class. I was like, man, I kind of like this shit already. You know, that's right up my alley and shit. It's a big-ass art room. I could tell, like, the school is kind of, like, big on art. So I'm like, cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get in here and go in on these fuck boys. Huh? Oh, my bad. So, you know what I'm saying? I go in there and these bitches wanted me to sit by them. It's like some upperclassmen bitches. They was like juniors or some shit. It's my sophomore year. But at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, due to the shit that I was in trouble for at my private school, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had suspended me, like, on some, like, indefinite shit. It was like, they didn't tell me how long I was suspended. They said, don't come back to school until we sort the shit out. I was like, okay, cool, you know what I'm saying? And my mom, like, she knew they was going to end up, like, expelling me, so she just withdrew me from the school. I just wasn't in school from, like, November to, like, fucking February. You know what I'm saying? Like, I missed the whole, like, I just wasn't in school. I was at the crib chilling. Like, that was the worst shit, bro.
What year was this?
This was my freshman year. I went to two schools my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the start of sophomore year, I got in, like, some other shit.
Okay.
I did some other shit. You know, shit, goddamn. Goddamn, after I left there, you know what I'm saying? That's when we moved out here. Well, she transferred me out here. Like, she enrolled me and shit. But we still stayed on the east side for like 2 weeks. And then we finally moved out here. But at this point, was at school with your ass. And it was just me and my dudes. So then after that, you know what I'm saying? We get out of art class, you know what I'm saying? I'm leaving and shit. I'm walking to my next class, and it's like a big-ass commotion. So, you know what I'm saying? It's my second go at the private school shit. You know, when I was at, it's a big-ass commotion in the crowd. Somebody getting their ass beat, right? So I walk over there like, cool, let's see what these niggas about. See, you know what I'm saying? Go over there to see the fight, you know what I'm saying? I'm pushing everybody out the way to get to the front, you know what I'm saying? I see shit. These niggas was dance battling, bro. I swear to God, bro. I said, man, these niggas is weird as fuck. I'm finna be late. Like, and these niggas trying to dance battle. Like, the fuck out the way. Like,
that's cool. That's like some TV stuff right there.
Shit was weird, bro.
That's a great thing. I know that story right there.
Yeah, man, shit was weird, bro. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, these privileged ass niggas, they don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to class, bro. So I dipped. You know what I'm saying? I just seen what it was then, bro. I don't know. It's some cool people out here, and it's a lot. This is, you know what I'm saying? The difference is, like, on the east side, bro, it might be a fuck nigga, and you just know. He's a bitch-ass nigga. Like, I just don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga, you might look and think he's a cool nigga from just seeing him, but you just know, you know what I'm saying? Out here, bruh, you can't tell, bruh. I swear to God, you can't tell. Like, all of these niggas is just like, man, they fuck, like, bruh, it's just hard to, bruh, it's hard to, like, put into perspective, bruh, how these niggas, you gotta live out here, bruh.
You ever be on the west side of Atlanta?
Yes, I do.
How can you tell who the fuck with, who not to mess with?
Shit, it varies. Because, you know what I'm saying? You might, it depend, bro. Some niggas be intimidated. You can't walk around there intimidated. Like,
yeah.
You a fucking sore thumb. Like, niggas see you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't walk around like that, bro. I'm on my business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, they're friendly. Yeah. It's just, you a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Niggas gonna know you a bitch and you'll be treated like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just be kicking shit, though, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna try and roast your ass maybe once or twice. You gotta be able to come back with the shits, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, other than that, bro, we just be smoking good, eating good, and chilling, bro.
Yeah.
We be kicking shit, man.
So, you say, let's see. What's, other than your artwork, in your entrepreneurship, occupation-wise, where have you worked at?
Shit, weak-ass jobs that was paying good money.
Okay.
Yeah, shit, goddamn, my first job, bruh. Like, I started, like, legit from the bottom. Like, my first job I worked at, is, like, a fucking custodian, like, service.
Mm-hmm.
We used to clean, like, Chili's and, like, the Hard Rock Cafe and shit, like. But that shit was, like, the worst, bruh. Like, TGI Fridays is the nastiest fucking place on the planet.
You're not endorsing TGI Fridays.
I'm not, bruh. Or any other... None of that shit, bro. It's all gross, bro.
Okay.
It's all gross. I cleaned all the worst shit you could ever clean, bro.
What you mean?
Women's bathrooms are nastier than niggas' bathrooms.
Oh,
I'd be everywhere. It'd be everywhere, bro. Ask any woman you know, bro. It's fucking ridiculous, bro. It's fucking ridiculous.
How long you had that job for?
A week.
Week.
Yeah, bro, I wasn't cut out to be a janitor. I wasn't made for that shit. So, shit, after that, after they fired me from that shit, goddamn, I started working at the horse park up here in Conyers. And I was, like, in the concession stand selling chicken tenders and shit and flirting with white bitches to get tipped in the tip jar. So, you know, so it was cool. I got to do what the fuck I wanted to do. I was smoking blunts and shit at work.
Okay.
I was showing up late and high and shit. Like, we didn't clock out for breaks, but they didn't pay me shit. So, it wasn't that cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $7.25. It was, and plus the weak-ass tips that I had to flirt to get. I had to pimp myself to get tips and that bitch.
Yeah.
It wasn't that sweet. So shit, after that, bro, we fucked around and got a new GM, and the lady that hired me was like the coolest boss you could ever have, but the new dude was a bitch. Like, I just didn't fuck with him, like, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't fuck with him. So after a while, I was like, man, he's trying to work the fuck out of us for like $7.25. I was like, man, I'm out of here, bro. But I got hired at this warehouse up the street called Hill Phoenix, and you know what I'm saying, like, shit, they was trying to slave me like a motherfucker, bro. It really was, it was cool, but it was like, god damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, shit, eventually, you know, so they changed job sites. They moved that shit to Tennessee. So, I just started, like, trapping the art, you know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, you know, I just had a job interview today. So,
what is some of the different characteristics of your art, like, or dimensions?
Shit, man, it's basically, you know what I'm saying, it depends, it varies, you know what I'm saying, it's real. My own personal art, my own personal expression is normally abstract, it's normally, you know what I'm saying, flowy, it's normally layered, you know what I'm saying, because that's kind of like the influence of the music that I listen to. That's kind of just how I am as a person, you know what I'm saying? It's like a piece of my imagination of sorts, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way I view certain scenes, the way I interpret music, you know what I'm saying? The way I interpret experiences, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it always varies, but it's always kind of based around, you know what I'm saying, a flow of, you know what I'm saying, freedom, you know what I'm saying, kind of energetic type of shit. It's real, like, it's a trippy type of thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's, like, even with the meanings that be in it, like, the color interaction, I love it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always, it's like, everything is done with a purpose, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What about, so what you make your art on a computer through a software like Pro Tools?
Yeah, I do that. I make it like I could draw, paint.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, see, I tried molding before. That shit is like sculpting.
Yeah.
That shit is tricky, but it's fun.
Wow. Okay.
I tried to like I used to like make bongs and shit.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I just try and create. I try not to like look at it like I just do art. You know what I'm saying? Try and create shit. Whatever I can create, I'm gonna do it.
More of a creator than an artist.
Yeah.
A producer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Get some pizza, bro.
Bro, help yourself. So how would you say your relationship with your family is?
They're my niggas.
Your niggas.
Yeah.
It's your immediate family, distant family as well?
Yeah. Most of them.
Most of them, definitely. That's all the way what's up.
Yeah. All my cousins. I fuck with all my cousins.
How many you got?
Too many to count. It's a lot of them niggas, man.
Okay.
Like, the main one's, like, on my mom's side, it's, like, shit. I don't know, bruh. It's a lot, because now niggas having kids, bruh. I really can't. I can't even count no more, bruh. I just fuck with all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I could sit out here and reel off names, but...
That's crazy that I actually know some of your relatives.
I know a lot of my relatives, low key. That shit is crazy.
How many brothers you have?
I got two brothers.
And you would be considered the middle child?
No, I'm the youngest.
Oh, you're the youngest.
Mm-hmm. No, I say the best for last.
So who you think is gonna become a millionaire between y'all three first?
Well, psychologists say that the youngest sibling is more likely to become a millionaire.
That's what psychologists say?
Yeah, it's a known fact. You can look it up.
Man, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though.
Hell yeah.
Serena is better than Venus.
You feel me?
I rock with Venus.
Shit, I feel like it's me, though, because I really feel like, I don't know, bro, this shit that I'm doing, I've been staying down on it so long. I've been doing this graphic design shit down in my whole life, you know what I'm saying? Like, even back to when we had the old fat-ass computer with the booty on the back of it, with them loud-ass keys,
yeah.
That big-ass mouse with the cow shit for the little pad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely turned into a vet in this thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time to turn into a legend.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's the next step.
Definitely the next step. There's a lot of different ways to go about it.
That's why I fuck with it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're not limited to nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Very innovative.
I was listening, bro.
So music-wise, who you digging?
Random Ray.
Random Ray?
Random Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And who else?
Shit. I don't know, man. I like too much music to just, like, I don't know, everything.
Any particular genre you like more than most?
Hell yeah, I like, I like smooth jazz. I like Goldies, you know. Good, he's blue oldies. I like Michael Jackson, I gotta say that, bro. Like, separate, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Mike. I like some trap shit, you know. I think that shit is oversaturated to an extent. I like kind of soulful rap. Like Crit and shit, not like on some like. Tribe Called Quest and shit, like you know, type of shit. When I say soulful, I don't mean like
fucking cool type of music.
Yeah,
you like it?
Them niggas was fire as fuck. Like their production was, it was like old school music. It was layered, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot of sounds in that shit. You get something different from it. That's kind of how I do my art, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get the same thing every time you look at it. It's gonna give you a different feeling. You're gonna, you know, that shit grow with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something you can take with you.
Nah, I like that. Definitely like the way you put that. I think the number is a million again, though.
Worth what? I was thinking like for my ultimate, like I'm done, I could chill out.
Yeah.
I was thinking 25.
25 million, not a bad sounding number. That's off the sound.
Like, should I retire? At 25 million, I just make art at the crib. Sell that shit here and there. Traveling, chilling with the fam.
Some continuing talking going.
Yeah.
You told me about some of your favorite artists. You told me where you grew up. Let's see. What type of food do you like to eat?
The fucking the good shit. All the good shit.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian?
Nope.
No, meat is definitely an option.
Some of it. I don't really like pork. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not big on pork. But that bacon be calling me. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all.
Okay.
What
like
else?
Steaks?
Not really. I eat that shit. I'm not going to lie. But that's not something I'm going for.
Chick-fil-A chicken?
Yeah, I love chicken. Chicken and like turkey sandwiches and subs and shit.
Ooh, turkey.
Subs, yeah, I fuck with like, I like seafood. I like low key I like salads.
Can you cook?
Hell yeah. But see, I cook hot shit where you be like, damn, you made this? Yeah. Like I give you an example. My cousins, like, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, they, like, kidnap me for my artistic abilities, and they had me in Riverdale for, like, fucking week, 2 weeks at a time. And, you know what I'm saying, like, we'll be in there where I go hotbox, we'll leave out of there, and it'd be, like, 2 in the morning, niggas be hungry. I go in there, and I'll be like, shit, cool, I'm finna cook something. They be like, what you gonna cook, bro? It's like, fucking 2 in the morning. I had like these tortillas, right? And we had some ham and some like shredded cheese, some honey mustard. We had barbecue sauce. Nigga, I made the fuck out. We had some spinach, nigga. Like, I put all kind of shit on it. Like, I melted it. I put the cheese on the tortilla while it was like with the butter. I did, bro. I went in, bro. I wrapped that shit up. They was looking like, damn, bro. You make me one.
Okay, dude.
Yeah. You got to transfer the creativity, bro. You got to, you know what I'm saying? It's part of that creator shit.
How's your love life?
That shit is smooth, man. I got a little one on the way. Thank you, brother. I got a little girl on the way. She'll be here in a couple weeks.
You got a name already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shakur.
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 We don't do that queer shit.
Shakur.
Shakur. Yeah, yeah.
Shakur. Hey, at first I was like, bro, I don't know anything other than just straight for a last name, but yeah, Shakur. Bro.
Yeah, that shit hard,
that's
bro.
Pretty player.
Shit, she got two middle names, you know what I'm saying? Like, and goddamn, her name means like means firstborn daughter. It's African for firstborn daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Shakur, you know what I'm saying? Niggas instantly think Tupac, but it's for it means the thankful one. And you know what I'm saying? Means man in charge. I know niggas knew that.
Mm.
Yeah. It was actually my birthstone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, that shit fire.
To some more pieces.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's been 37 minutes continuous now. We're almost about ready to wrap it up. Let's talk a little bit more briefly and go from there, man. Appreciate your participation. Well, but,
I don't.
Got a few documents for you to sign as well, too.
Alright.
But yeah, man. What you be watching, movie or TV-wise?
TV and movies? Shit, I like, Stranger Things. That shit was good as fuck. Waiting on season 2.
Episode, man.
I need to get up on that shit, bro.
Okay.
I fucks with damn, Walking Dead. I fucks with Power. Movies, I don't know. I just like good movies. This shit just gotta be good.
Mm-hmm.
It don't really matter.
Power. Definitely one of my favorite shows.
Bro, that shit is amazing.
Do you even know when they're supposed to be bringing it back?
I don't know. They've been doing advertisement. I think this shit should be coming back soon. I can look it up right now.
Okay. I would be the Mizzou. You still rock with Empire?
I never started. I don't
never,
really fuck with that shit. No.
Empire was kind of straight.
No?
I mean, it was kind of not straight in a certain way, but it was kind of straight.
I heard, nigga. I don't really fuck with that shit, man.
Let's see. When last time you watched wrestling?
And I was like 12. Hell yeah.
Dang, I had to have been probably maybe 13, 14.
I don't know, man. I might be stretching it with 12, bro.
You might be stretching
it with 12.
Yeah, there's something over there. I think like a little squirrel or something just moving in the bushes.
Cool.
About cartoons.
I saw watching cartoons like 6th grade, 5th grade.
Yo, you watch the Adult Swim cartoons?
Them shits be evil, nigga. I fuck with the regular show.
Wow. Okay. That's a valid point.
I didn't like, now that you mention it.
I rock with the regular show. They do be having some good life teaching lessons.
Yeah, bro. It'd be a whole lot of fuck shit on certain channels. Like certain shows, bro.
What you mean?
Mr. Pickles.
Alright, yeah. They kind of pushing him, that Mr. Pickles type jazz.
It's too much shit, bro. It's too much shit out there that's similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, on that wave, bro. I don't really fuck with it. I don't watch Adult Swim like that.
What about Family Guy?
Nope.
Dang, you don't even rock with the family.
I fuck with it, but I don't watch it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's just me chilling, like, I'm not going to just turn the Family Guy. Somebody turn this shit on. I ain't going to be like, bro, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, nah, that ain't my choice. I don't know. I'm turning SportsCenter or something. Like, or Bob Ross.
Or who?
Bob Ross.
Get that.
Bob Ross is that nigga, man.
Who Bob Ross? What
he do? He paint, bro. He's a painter.
Oh, talking about bro from back in the day.
Yeah, bro, you need to check this nigga out, bro.
Okay.
For real. Look at this shit. Just look at this shit.
That afro pristine.
Pristine, bro. Yeah, like, bro, you don't have a choice. It doesn't matter. You're going to participate.
They came together to make that happen.
And they paused it on your ass.
Talking about a commercial.
Yeah, this shit is something else right here.
Oh.
Oh,
you know what that means. No. Okay. I notice you have some Michael Jordan apparel sneakers
mm-hmm.
on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shoes are those?
12s, retro 12s.
Retro 12s.
Mm-hmm.
White, red, ugh. Bloody murder.
I don't really even fuck with Jordan no more, man.
You don't even rock J's like that. You seem like a dude who wouldn't even be rocking J's like that.
I know, man.
How many J's you got?
Like 3.
You got about 3 pair. What are the ones you got?
I got some ones. I got 2 pair of ones.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I had 3. I have 3 pair of ones and these 12.
Gosh, you won crazy.
Yeah, I fuck with the ones.
What colors you have?
I got the metallic blue ones mm-hmm. back in the day. I got the black ones with the red, like, check. And I got the black and gray ones. I got the white ones, man. It's all about the right colorways for them.
Okay, what about, just clothing. You a brand whore?
Nah, I make my own clothes.
You make your own clothes?
Yeah, I design my own shirts.
Okay.
I just buy pants.
Just buy pants.
And so, hard ass jackets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bitches like jackets.
I like the jackets. you're going to have to run about a good 300 on those.
Nope. Shit just got to look cool, bro.
Just got to look cool.
Yeah, you don't got to skin down.
You don't got to skin down.
That's the trick. You skin down for your jacket.
I had to skin down for this. I just walked in the store like, oh, okay, give me that.
Give me that one right there. Give me that.
Fucking 80 bucks.
80 bucks? Yeah, you did skin down. That's a windbreaker, nigga.
Oh, fucking windbreaker. I ain't gonna lie, though. I kind of fucks with it. I'm down with it, but, you know, fucks with it.
Are you a brand whore?
Not really, but I could be.